welcome back
to episode 15
of
But It's Haunted.
Wow.
Enthusiastic as
fuck. But It's Haunted.
That was
episode 15.
Episode 15.
Yep.
So we're going to start by telling you that this episode is not what we intended it to be.
No.
Because, so the place we wanted to go, you had to get permission. I assumed that permission would just be, like, normally calling Town Hall and asking and them connecting us to whoever and them saying yes or no. But it's
they
not.
They want to have a goddamn meeting with
you.
You
have to sit down with a board of trustees and have
explain,
a meeting.
Like, why you want to go
right.
And stuff.
And then they have to fill the police in, and it's a whole big process. So we're going to start that process and go there at a later date. That's going to take a while because the board only meets once a month. So we had to find somewhere else to go.
Right.
And but I was really mad. I didn't want to go anywhere. I wasn't going to go anywhere. I had a fit.
I yep. still would have gone, but they specifically have a sign at the cemetery that says, like, you will be arrested.
Yeah.
And it's, like, red. And red to me means danger. Like, don't do it. Even
well,
if
not
thinking,
only that,
do
but
it.
We had already called and asked, so they were probably like, oh, there might be people here. So they were probably patrolling extra.
Well, yeah.
I have very minimal desire to be arrested, so.
It was Halloween time. Halloween has now passed.
Yeah. So we couldn't go there, so we had to go somewhere else. So, how was your Halloween, guys?
I didn't really do anything. It was a normal day.
I saw several dinosaur costumes.
I saw Carmen Sandiego.
Some guy in Boston had, like, a really cool setup that was, like, a circus.
And I saw Where's Waldo all on the same day.
Yeah, she said it was, like, on the news and stuff.
It was crazy, yeah. Beacon Hill or whatever.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. So, I don't really have much to talk about outside of the podcast today, unfortunately.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Okay. How about you, Kayla?
I'm good. Living my best life. How are you?
Tired.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah,
how
I don't really...
How are your socks?
My socks are well.
I'm glad.
Odd, but anyway. Yeah, I don't really have much to talk about, unfortunately. So,
I feel like we had planned on going to this place, but not to be our awesome Halloween episode that we were supposed to have.
Yeah. Like, this place was cool. It's just not as cool as the other place that I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So I ended up in Tewksbury.
Which is probably, what, like 40 minutes from here?
45 minutes an hour, depending.
Yeah.
Tewksbury, Mass. And we went to the Tewksbury Cemetery. And we also went to the Tewksbury State Hospital Cemetery, or also known as the Pines.
And I drove through the State Hospital briefly.
Yeah. The State Hospital, it's still in use, parts of it, but other parts are abandoned.
We didn't take any pictures of the hospital.
Yeah, but that's where we went. So should we start with the hospital cemetery or the regular?
Well, I mean, we went to the Tewksbury one first.
Right, so we'll start with that
one.
So the Tewksbury Cemetery, also known as the East Street Cemetery, and also known as the New Center Cemetery. It sits on about 10 acres, and the earliest death date is 1796. It's still in use today. And the locals tell the story of a ghostly white woman who walks around here, as well as a dark, leather-skinned creature who follows visitors through the graveyard, which is interesting and creepy. So it's known as the New Center Cemetery because the way it came about is they ran out of room at the old center burying ground, so the town came up with using the land across the street to make a cemetery so they could continue like, having somewhere to put the bodies. So it dates back pretty far. It's really the only information we could find about it. Paranormal teams have investigated it, and some say they have found activity, and others say they haven't. So we decided to check it out. What's up?
This is someone who actually came in contact with this leathery creature.
Oh, okay, you can read that.
So it says, I have to finally post this because I think about it every once in a while and it still spooks me. So they said, I grew up in Tewksbury and used to walk the cemeteries all the time. Only one time have I ever had an experience, and it was seeing the dark leathery skinned creature. It was like 10 to 15 years ago, and this was posted in February, so anyway, walking through the East Street Cemetery during the day, and I saw it. Picture a dog, but with dark, wrinkly, leathery skin, and no ears or facial figures. The legs were wrong. I saw it standing with its head low to the ground and got so spooked I booked it to the town center before stopping. After catching my breath and the adrenaline wore off, I figured it was a trick of the eye and never told anyone. Years later, I recalled the story to some friends, and they told me that they'd heard that other people had seen some leathery creature in that cemetery, and I was freaked out. I have never been back since, and I live elsewhere now, but sometimes I think about going back to investigate. I'm still spooked just thinking about it, but I'm also curious and want to figure out what the hell that was.
Interesting. We did not encounter the leather-skinned creature, unfortunately.
I thought we did.
Unfortunately. I thought we did, too.
But I think it was just flowers.
Yeah, yes. Then you guys go back.
When we went back during the day, it was still there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't think that was an animal. So we, like, got close to it. It was a gravestone. There was, like, a basket with flowers. But that doesn't explain why there was two, like, eyes over there. So
it was creepy over there.
Right. I don't really know.
And whatever. We did see an animal, but we just...
It was a coyote.
I mean, I just saw it go by really quickly.
Oh, I got a good look at it. It was a big coyote. It was, like, the biggest coyote I've ever seen, but...
Yeah, that was a big one. So, those roads are weird in there, too, because I thought they were dirt roads, and then you guys went back the next day, and...
I mean, they could have... Like, they probably cleaned them up a little bit, because there was, like, a maintenance truck in there when we went back, but... I mean, at night, it did look like a dirt road. There was, like, branches on it. There was leaves all over it. But when we went back during the day...
You could drive on
them. It was a regular, like, paved road.
Would I have been able to drive on them?
Yes. It was a regular road. Yeah. So...
Yeah, it seemed completely different day and night.
Yeah. I feel like not a whole lot happened while we were there.
Well...
We got there. Who was the note taker?
I was.
Okay.
I mean, Kayla was supposed to be, but...
Kayla doesn't contribute much.
So, right before we left, that spotlight came on that building.
Yeah. Right. That was at the end.
Right. So I feel like I was writing things down backwards for some reason.
Okay.
That black ball flew... Mm. So Katie and Kayla both had their windows down. And we had just pulled in, so, mm-hmm. We hadn't gotten out yet.
Right, and we were waiting because we saw the coyote.
Right. So they both had their windows down, and I was sitting in the middle in the back, and I saw a black ball fly into Katie's window and into Kayla's body. Like, that's what it looked like anyway. So I don't know if it went, like, out Kayla's window, but, like, once it got to Kayla, I didn't see it anymore, and, like, it wasn't a bug because nobody else saw it. And
that explains my anger for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So that was really weird for me.
That's weird.
It did sound like somebody was walking around. It felt weird there overall.
At night,
I didn't like
yeah.
the way it felt. I felt that way in the day, too.
Weird? I didn't.
Not weird, but I felt like something was looking at us.
Do you know what was weird? I completely forgot that we had driven through there, like, in the past, like, prior to
me
us ever
too.
Doing this podcast.
I know.
And so we were, like, sitting there, and I think you said it.
Mm-hmm.
No, oh, you said
yeah.
it. Yeah.
I said, we've been here before, and you guys were like, no, we haven't. And I was like, yes, we have.
Yeah, like, it was weird.
We
like,
have
that was, like, completely
there.
Blocked out of my memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. And then it, like, came back to us all.
Yeah. It, I did feel weird during the day. I felt like something was watching us, but I didn't feel like it was evil. Or
well,
anything
I mean,
like that.
For me, I wasn't really paying much attention. I was more focused on photography.
Right. Yeah, it didn't feel negative. But I did feel like we were being watched.
And well, there's like thousands of dead people in there. So someone was bound to be watching.
It was. It's by that like back area that's like really
mm-hmm.
weird to me.
You know that there's a crypt in there too.
I didn't know that actually.
I wanted to get a picture of it, but my camera died.
Yeah, when we went back, we found the crypt. Because where we pulled in,
We pulled in kind of to the middle left side. Yeah,
it was more...
Like, the place is big.
Right.
Well, where we were at night was newer.
Yeah.
So remember where that big statue was?
Yep.
So all in there, in the back, and down, it's all, they're old. They're and very they're like old.
Family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it they're looks really, like family really old. Plots. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It felt creepy. Like, in the back corner.
Like, I didn't know there was a crypt there.
No, I didn't either.
She told me to drive towards that area, so I started to, and then she's like, no, don't, you can't get out. But it, like,
it's like
the
goes road around
loops around, the and crypt. The crypt is, like, right yeah. on the corner.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was
It really must have strange. Been for storage of the bodies in the winter.
Right.
Like, all the ones were.
But other than that, we didn't really get much while we were there. We left because there's, like, a, it must be, like, the office house or whatever. And there was, like, the porch light on when we first got there, but then all of a sudden this giant spotlight came on. So, I mean, we didn't know if somebody was there, so we left. But I feel like we didn't get a whole lot.
So a couple things that I did write down, I don't remember if they happened in the well, they obviously didn't. But, we were talking about a plane. You remember talking about a plane?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was weird.
No, the spirit box said plane.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The spirit box said plane, and then literally 2 minutes later...
We saw not a plane even 2 minutes. On, like, that... What is it? Like, a fuse
like
box
Like an electric
or something?
Box, yeah.
On the side of the road. And I said I wanted to take a picture of the box. Or of the plane, and the box said camera.
Right.
And... We saw a creature staring at us.
We thought that.
That's oh, what we yeah, thought. Yeah, yeah.
But it ended up being flowers. So.
It also said south, and that's the way.
Yeah, the spirit. We were leaving. The spirit box said south.
Yeah.
And we were going south. So from there, we went to the Tewksbury State Hospital Cemetery, or the Pines. So this place is pretty cool.
Yeah, we'd been there a couple times yeah. before.
And I had gone with you guys in the winter. It was snowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'd never gotten out.
Right, because so, like, it never, was winter.
We'd never seen what the place looked like.
Right. The first time we went, we had... we were looking for somewhere else, too. This was, like, a couple years ago. We were looking for Dudley Road. And... We ended up finding this place on our way back from Dudley Road.
But we never went in because the mosquitoes were so
It was
so
summertime,
bad.
Yeah. And the mosquitoes were really bad. I had on flip-flops. We didn't know how far back into the woods it was. And then the second time we went, it was winter. It had just snowed. You couldn't get in. Like, I mean, you could, but...
Because of how it's set up, you would have been able to get in, but you wouldn't have seen any of these graves.
Right. So, the Pines is an old... cemetery from Tewksbury State Hospital, and there are numbered markers here for over 10,000 individuals who died at the hospital. Supposedly there's 3 actual tombstones, but we only saw one.
Yeah, that's what I read. That there's supposedly 3 real yeah. ones in there.
The
I
patient
think they may be further back.
Further back. Died between 1892 and 1930. Are buried in the Pine Cemetery, and it's roughly 3.5 acres in size.
In the woods.
In the woods. It is like, in the woods.
In, like, actually
It's not
in the
super
woods.
Far into the woods, but it's in the woods.
Well, the start of it is not far.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't go...
But you said this is, like, acres. Like,
yeah.
Wow. 3.5.
There's
yeah.
10,000 bodies.
So that's crazy.
It was established in 1892, or the hospital was, and it was originally called Tewksbury... Elms House. Many of the patients were destitute immigrants, notably from Ireland, which would explain why the stones are those crosses. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, they're like Irish crosses.
Like Celtic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And in addition to the poor, they accepted the pauper, insane, alcoholics, and patients with contagious diseases such as tuberculosis.
Which a lot of people died
of tuberculosis.
So, I actually saw one of the tombstones that's in there, and the only thing that's written in English is this guy's name. So, I actually was able to find him.
Oh, like, really?
Not actually find him, but I found, like, about him. I forget, where did it say he was from?
Armenia.
He was from Armenia. He was 29.
Armenia or Armenia?
Armenia.
Is it Armenia?
I don't know, whatever. He was only 29 when he died in 1906 or 1907, and he died of tuberculosis.
It is rumored that many of the bodies were exhumed and taken to Boston for medical students to train on. The cemetery is located in the woods, but is fairly accessible. Screams can be heard from in the woods surrounding the graves, and apparitions of people can be seen between the trees. So,
that one is right next to the hospital, or?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So,
if you didn't know it was there, you probably would just drive right by it, I think.
Well, yeah, it's a weird pull-off. Yeah.
But you will see a stone wall, and there is a sign in front of the stone wall that says there's a cemetery there.
Yeah. So we went there.
And while we were there, we heard heavy footsteps. We heard whistling. Those rocks clanking together.
Yeah.
Which that was really fucking weird.
Yep.
Because we all, like, as it happened, we were all like, what the fuck was that?
Well, yeah, I was hoping that you had ended up getting the recording of it, but it didn't pick up.
We heard humming.
Yep.
And there was a lot of shadows.
There was a lot of shadows, and there was a lot of the heavy footsteps. And it sounded like branches snapping.
And then I saw that weird beam of light.
Yeah, you guys didn't see it.
I wasn't looking in at that point. I wasn't looking around. I was reading.
It was right after we heard the whistle. And then I said, I'm going to whistle, and you whistle back. So I was whistling, and then nothing happened. And then I whistled again, and nothing happened. And then at one point, a bunch of cars started going by, so it was kind of loud. So I said, okay, I'm going to wait for the cars to stop, and then I'm going to whistle. And I did. And then it was like somebody took a flashlight and shined it from, was standing in the middle of the woods, turned it on, and turned it off.
That's so weird.
It was just a straight line beam of light.
Yeah, that was weird.
And it was, so quick. It wasn't a headlight because there's no road over there. It's so far back into the woods, all the graves go.
And when we went there, it was raining.
Yeah.
So we didn't go in very far, and I didn't take any pictures at night because I didn't want to ruin my camera.
Right.
But we didn't go in very far because I had only gone in so far during the day. I didn't want to go in too far in the dark.
Right.
Because we also forgot our flashlights.
Yeah, we did.
So that was pretty weird. And I kept talking to it, whatever, and I said, if you want to communicate, break a branch again, and, it would.
Oh, and then, do you remember, Kayla had a box on, and I had a box on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Said sunset, and almost in unison, mine said dusk.
Yeah, that was weird.
So weird. And we were using two different boxes.
Things. Yeah. Yeah. And then I was using the night vision thing. And I saw that it looked like there was a man next to the tree. And then every time I, tried to snap a picture, it went away. But when I had just, when I was trying to focus on it, you could see the man next to the tree. You saw it.
Yeah.
And you saw it. It was weird. But then I would try to take a picture of what I was seeing, and it would go away. So I thought that was strange.
It was almost like they were taunting us.
I agree with
that.
I definitely think both places are haunted.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's so close to home, I would go investigate more.
I would like to go back and investigate the pines on a not rainy night.
Right.
So that we're able to go in and navigate it better. Because I definitely think the Pines was more haunted than the Tewksbury Cemetery.
Oh, I think so,
I think too. The hospital cemetery was way more active.
Well, I mean, there's so many more.
I felt weird at both, but I felt more weird at the Pines.
I would like to investigate the hospital, but...
It's hard because some of the buildings are in use.
We might be able to get permission to go on
there. I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure they'll let us, like, maybe go on the property. Essentially, they can't really stop us from being on the property, I don't think.
It's public. It's right. Public, yeah. Actually, it might be state.
We'd have to find out. But I'm sure if we said, can we, like, go in the back and sit in the back where it's abandoned, like, we're not going to go in the buildings, we're just, like, going to do whatever. They might, like, say okay.
I'll give them my podcast spiel.
But...
hello? Okay. We're just investigating. Here's my shirt. That's what I do.
I think that they might let us, I feel like. That's really it. It was like kind of, it was so last minute. Again, second week in a row.
I know.
That we didn't have time to, by the time we had even figured out where we were going, it was already like 2 hours past the time we normally leave, and
yeah, it was
so
lot.
We had to like find somewhere close by, and that's what we came up with.
I wouldn't say that I was disappointed in going to these places.
I was disappointed that we couldn't go where I wanted to go.
Right, that's what
I was really excited about that. So we have to.
I thought that other place would have been a cool one.
Yeah, so we have to start the whole process for that.
And we're not going to tell you where it is,
because it's coming.
And we want it to be a surprise.
Yeah. We're going to start that whole process. We got in touch with the people for the S.K. Pierce Mansion.
Oh, yeah, email back.
I haven't yet, but Kayla called, and he said they're opening in a few months to the public, and he might be able to get us in earlier to investigate it, like, before other people do. So I sent him an email with all our information, and I'm just waiting to hear back from him, so that would be cool to do.
Yeah, I would like that.
We're going to start the process for the other place. And next week, we're going back to the prison camp.
Weather permitting.
It's not going to rain.
Okay, then.
It's not going to rain Sunday. It's not going to rain Monday.
Oh my god, I don't have to drive on Monday.
So we're going back to the prison camp.
So excited.
The first time she's been enthused the entire time.
Yep, because she's gonna fucking nap.
Damn straight.
I'm not, I won't allow it. So, that's what we're doing. We're gonna go back there, and that's gonna be fun, because there's like a super lot of information about that place. Uh-huh. So now...
We have to find a restaurant for that place again.
But we did.
Are you
going
to tell them?
Yes. I got it. So Kayla, the whole podcast is my segment, whatever. Kayla has Eerie Eats, so now we've created a segment for Margaret, and it's called Quote of the Trip, Quote of the Investigation.
I hope this is a good one.
It's a good one. Here is the quote from this week's investigation.
So, I will give you guys some info on what happened before this quote.
Yes.
We were driving through, I don't know,
we were just driving, we don't have to.
I will say that it was rainy, but.
Visibility was a little bit low.
So, Kayla had to take a left, all right? So she takes this left, and she is about to start going head-on with traffic that is coming the opposite way because she was going down a one-way.
Yep.
So she turns around and corrects herself and starts going the right way. And are you guys ready?
Yep.
Katie, in the most... I don't know. It was like the funniest voice. I don't even know how to describe it. Goes, gonna calm myself down with a reason.
I like a candy. The candy reason.
That is my quote of the trip.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a solid one. I feel like the tunnel one was my favorite one, though.
The tunnel one?
Yeah.
when you were like, look, there's the weave.
I met her, too!
And I was
like... Wait, was that last week?
Yeah. Yes. You were like, look, there's the weave. And, like, you scared me. And I was like, you can't yell like that. And you're like, but you're not driving the car. And I was like, but I matter,
too. You're like, I matter, too. I was like, dying.
That was a good one.
Okay.
So also, when Maggie told you to plug your cooch was pretty solid,
too. I told her to plug her ass.
I should have recorded the reason one, because in the moment, it was hilarious.
Okay. That was a good one. Like, we almost died, and I'm like, I shouldn't eat this candy.
And then you were like, oh, I don't have any more.
I didn't. That happened last night, too. I was looking for one in my purse, and I didn't have any. That was tragic.
Hope you guys liked it.
So now it's time for Kayla's segment.
Welcome to Eerie Eats.
She's going to kick it off with a terrible joke.
Damn straight. What treat do eye doctors give out on Halloween?
I don't know what.
Candy corneas?
That was stupid.
All right.
First of all, candy corn is abomination on all things.
Agreed. Halloween.
What? You like candy corn?
No, that joke made me mad.
Yeah, that was not a good one. I feel like you could have... I feel like you need to really...
You were so enthusiastic. Candy corneas! Like, no.
You need to, like, start looking for jokes days in advance, because...
That was the Halloween joke of the week, because it was Halloween.
That was almost as bad as the Halloween-y one last year.
Did we do this right here?
Last week.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Welcome to the
Druid. Speaking of, we went to the Grill Next Door.
Not to be confused with the Girl Next Door.
I think that's why Catherine ended up choosing this place.
I did. I liked the name.
All right. So we went there. How'd you guys feel when you walked in? I thought it was a pretty cool looking place.
Keep in mind that you just said why Catherine chose this place. Even though it's not my segment, I didn't want it.
That wasn't where I wanted to go.
Okay, well, I chose.
You wanted to go to a fucking janky sub shop.
No, I didn't. That wasn't where I wanted to go.
Oh, I don't even know. I just, they tell me where they're eating, and I say, okay, I'll find something.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kayla wanted to go to a janky sub shop.
I wanted to go to the sub shop, or I wanted to go to the other place.
No.
That I can't remember the name of right now. Anyway.
The Grill Next Door.
Yeah, so that place was kind of cool when you walked in.
It smelled like fish.
It did smell like fish.
But they had seafood on the menu.
Yeah. They had a really big beer list, too. And what did we get for an appetizer?
Steak and cheese egg rolls?
Yes, we did.
Those were mediocre.
Nah. I didn't think they were that great.
Yeah, me either.
Like, I think maybe a 2.5 on those, because they were not...
They were like spring rolls.
The horseradish wasn't bad.
They were too small.
And they were too crispy.
I agree.
Like, when you bit it, it...
The whole thing exploded. And then the fucking cheese burnt my lips. Right. Like, no.
Yeah. I would give those, like, a 2.
Yeah, I'll say 2.5.
Yeah.
2.25. 2.25.
All right, we got it.
Not great.
So
starting off with Maggie, what'd you eat?
What was it, like a French dip sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something about this French dip sandwich? So me and you were going to split. Like, she wanted the French dip, I wanted the sandwich too. And then I also wanted mac and cheese.
And so did I.
And so did she. So we ended up, like, getting it, and we were, like, splitting it, like, 50-50. And I'm, like, eating this French dip, and then Catherine takes a bite out of Maggie's, and then she goes, ew, this tastes like carcass.
And that should have been the French dip.
Ew, this tastes like carcass. And I could not eat the rest of that sandwich at all.
I don't like raw meat.
I was just associating.
It wasn't raw.
It wasn't at all.
It was red.
It was really, honestly, it was really good.
It was rare. I don't like...
Okay, but that rare and raw
are two different things.
Okay, but when it's red, it makes me think that it's fresh.
It wasn't even really red looking.
When it's red, it makes me think that it's freshly dead, so that's a carcass. But when it's cooked, it doesn't look like it died.
I just want you to know that I could not touch that sandwich after
that. No, that's not my problem.
Well, I will let you know that somehow my sandwich got stuck in the bowl of French dip. So when I pulled it out, it, like, exploded everything. But that was the best French dip sandwich that I've ever had in my life.
It was good. It was good until I heard that it tasted like carcass.
Oh, it tasted
essentially
even...
it is carcass.
All right, we need to
What do you think that prime rib is? It's part of a carcass.
Which,
anyway.
When she said it tasted like carcass, I liked it even more.
Okay. So, what do you rate the French dip?
The sandwich, if I'm just basing it on the sandwich and not the sandwich and the salad, I will give it a 5.
Wow.
Wow. Some big numbers over there.
What do you think?
I agree. It was a really good sandwich.
Okay. What was wrong with your salad?
The ajou was good, too.
There was nothing wrong with your salad.
It was late.
That's it. That's
it was a late salad.
Usually I like to eat the salad first. Well, I started eating the sandwich, and they didn't give me enough dressing.
So what do you give the salad?
A 3.
That's low. And then you guys ate the Philly steak and cheese mac and cheese.
I thought it was pretty good. Wasn't the best mac and cheese I've ever had by any means, but
honestly,
it wasn't enough steak in it either.
Right.
It tasted like you were eating peppers and...
The steak in the mac and cheese was flavorless.
Peppers and fucking cheese.
Yeah, you couldn't taste the steak taste at all.
Of the peppers and the onions was overwhelming.
The peppers was overwhelming to me.
And the steak had no flavor. I didn't think. And I don't know why they always use fucking cavatappi in mac and cheese, but it really bothers me.
I like it.
I don't.
It depends.
I don't because I feel like it never cooks.
It doesn't cook evenly.
It doesn't cook properly. You have to. It's tricky to get it cooked right. It's either hard or it's soggy. Most of the time, it's hard.
You cook it right.
I'm the next Gordon Ramsay.
I thought you had an issue with Gordon Ramsay because he was eating guinea pigs.
I do, but whatever. So, what do you rate the mac and cheese?
A 3.
3.
I got the Broadway burger, which was, what was it?
I think it was Parmesan, right?
Like peppercorn Parmesan.
Which is funny because that's what you got in Connecticut, wasn't it?
It was similar.
Peppercorn encrusted or something.
That was not good at all. It was garlic. It was garlic and Parmesan.
When we ate in the car,
yeah.
It was garlic Parmesan. So this, it was a burger. It had pepper jack cheese. It had peppercorn dressing on it.
And you got Cajun.
With bacon. And I got Cajun cheese fries. The burger was good.
You said you didn't like it too much because it was a little pink.
It was quite a bit pink. It was carcassy pink, if you will.
Yeah.
But it was good. It had a good flavor. The cheese fries... I didn't like them. First of all, they were steak fries. I hate steak fries. Don't ever put steak fries in front of me.
I don't like steak fries.
So it was steak fries with Cajun seasoning, and then they just, like, slapped some pepper jack cheese on it. Not what I thought they were going to be.
Like, it wasn't even, like, pourable.
It was,
cheese.
Like, yeah, they just melted cheese. They weren't terrible, but they weren't what I thought. So the fries I give a 2.5, and the burger I give a 4.
So overall, what would you guys rate this restaurant?
4. A 4.
I would eat there.
I would eat there again.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked
the
it.
The restaurant was in Haverhill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haverhill, Massachusetts.
It was only like 10 minutes away from the place.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I would eat there again.
Yeah, I would too. It was not bad. I would eat that sandwich again.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it.
That concludes Eerie Eats.
That concludes But It's Haunted, episode 15.
What's your segment called?
Quote of the trip.
If you were listening, you would know that.
Quivering quotes.
Yeah, quivering
quotes. Oh, that's actually good.
We can call it that if you want.
Cool.
I feel like there should be multiple.
There should. There should be multiple. It's hard to narrow it down to just one.
Well, that's the only one that I wrote down.
Right. You'll have to write more down.
Yeah.
Like, the slippery leaves was a good one from when we went to Rhode Island.
The leaves are slippery.
Yeah.
That's a genuine hobo.
Oh, that was a good one. So.
I feel like we talk about these things.
We do. It just hasn't had a segment yet.
So.
I'll write them all down. All the ones that happen.
So, thanks for listening. We're sorry it's a shit episode. It's not what I wanted at all. And I was really mad. So, next week, we'll be better. We're going back to the camp. And we're going to be able to make it down the road.
I'm going to drive 2 miles.
Because Kayla's not driving. And, yeah. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram, @ButIt'sHaunted. Email us, butitshaunted@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @ButIt'sHaunted. Follow us on Snapchat, @ButIt'sHaunted. Rate us and subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen. And share it with your friends. And we hope you keep coming back. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.